slight delay this time, as there are others who wish to look upon this meeting. Always happy to include those from our world who wish to learn for themselves what takes place at these meetings.
It's so nice that we can all gather from above and below, as it were, on these occasions.
Yes. Sometimes it depends upon your light, your energy, whether we can allow this to take place. But, as you know, there is always around each one of you your own helpers, and they will always stand close to you, no matter what degree of energy you are giving out. But it is what we call the onlookers, where extra energy and love is needed. Your energy is here this time. Your light of love is most strong, and it gives us all the opportunity to say thank you for this, because of course, I say again, without your love, your energies, your devotion, these meetings could not take place. I felt that last time has brought to each one of you a little more to think about. To think about your own space, your own time, and what is happening within that time.
Yes, it is a great encouragement for us to think more widely, and not only about the biological side of things, but the most important influence that comes to us from spirit in relation to evolution.
Yes. Although all of these things are interesting for you, they, of course, are not the essential parts of the teaching. All of your questions, all of my answers, hopefully, brings you to the realization that there is more to life than most people can see. But, my dear friends, we have reached a point where no matter what I say to you, the important thing is that each one of you takes that knowledge and lives that knowledge. Because in the expression of that knowledge and love, that is how you grow. I could say to you 1,000 of your words, but if you do not take those words and utilize them for good, what is the purpose? You understand?
Yes.
Therefore, it is essential, my dear friends, that we give some time to going within each individual and to realize who and what you are. To never forget what the essence of life is about, and that is love. The expression of love in your daily lives. Not the emotional love that you all are so fond of, but the spiritual love which comes from within. I have shown you mind connection that comes far from your earthly world. You have communications where we have told you a little of life in our world. I have declared to you truths for this world and also denials of words which have been spoken. All of these things are indeed good for your growth. But there comes a time when we have to have fewer words and more action. You understand what I am saying to you?
Yes, excluding love a little more. We do. Each one maybe.
You have to now live life as spiritual beings. You have to put to one side the human side and show and live spirit. I therefore say to you, my dear friends, that I will continue to remind you often of the truths I have given. But I may not always be with you quite so often. But that does not mean I am not aware of you. But we wish now for you to develop your own spirits. You have reached a stage where you have gone through learning, finding knowledge of spirit, learning of truths of spirit. But you have to know yourselves. It is important. It is important for the work to go forward. And that, my dear friends, I must give all of you some credit for, because each one of you works so well in extending that truth which I have brought to you. I believe I have said on many occasions, there is no new truth. It has always been with you. And now it is your responsibility to utilize those truths, to help others when appropriate, never to judge, and to feel. Feel with the spirit within. And that is different from feeling with the emotions. You have to take control of those emotions. And that I would say to our dear gentleman friend who is new or newer to our group than others, that he still finds that part the most difficult because he is an emotional human being, as you all are. But to allow the spirit to come forth, you must take command of that emotional being. Have you any questions about
that? That's a tough statement. I think you might... Are you talking to me, Sonny, but in that case...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an emotional person, and they do overwhelm me a bit, and...
Yes.
But to say, I don't know if I could contain them. I've got to, I suppose. I was trying to take in your other things, that to conquer fear.
Yes.
Push out love. And I often wonder whether I push out the right love. I lie in bed and push out this love to the universe as you tell me to.
Yes. But it is emotional. It is coming from the emotional being rather than that pure love without becoming involved. There is a difference, but it comes in time.
Right.
I feel that you could take examples from our dear friends within the room.
Yes, you're right there.
We all have emotions here, but to a certain extent they are contained.
Yes, I've realized this between when you do the rescues and
yes.
I realize that.
Yes.
They overwhelm me, but I must try and...
There is sadness in the room this evening.
Yes.
Our dear friend Jim, who is now in spirit.
Yes.
And, we know that he is in the light. And
although he was seeking, all of you have helped him.
Oh, good.
By being here with you, it helped to secure some knowledge of what lay ahead.
Yes.
Although he was a little reluctant spiritually to leave that old body behind. But, of course, he accepted it, as you know. But he will be helped.
Probably asked 1,000 questions since he's been up there, I expect.
He gives us too many things.
Yes, Hari.
But I know he would wish to thank you all.
Yes. We know he was physically very weak, so yes, I imagine it will take a little time to recover from that.
Yes. Just a short time. But it helps when you have some knowledge of where you are going home to.
Yes, I think it's quite tough on his wife at the moment.
Yes, we never cease to be amazed by humankind and how distressed they become when their loved ones are being reborn. If only you could see the tears shed here when spirit decides to come into another physical body. There are tears shed then. What you call the is to the spirit a darkness for a while until they realize that it is for their own growth that it is happening.
Do you mean the one who is being born sheds tears, or the ones they
sometimes, and those who are close to them, but not tears,
no,
as you would understand tears,
no,
but a heaviness,
yeah, a parting for a while,
yes, until they return home, and then there is much joy. It is only you humans who are left that feel this deep loss and this pain when you should be rejoicing for those loved ones.
We're lucky that we have the knowledge now. Makes it much easier for us.
Yes, you must always bring it to the fore of your thinking. It will help. But because of your conditioning, your many years of seeing death, as you call it, it has led to this deep sorrow within each one of you, when in fact the union which takes place in coming home to our world is something to behold.
I suppose in the way, way back in our lives, in my life anyway, when you were in your teens and early 20s and somebody was killed, it was a blackness that we just didn't understand it. It was the end. And
yes,
so there's certain blackness, and that takes a long while to shun that. And so,
because it is the lack of knowledge.
It is.
It is the fear of not knowing. And I have spoken too many times about fear.
Yes.
You only have love or fear. And why not live your earthly time in love and leave those fearful thoughts behind?
Well, I must say my daughter's had a long time of being ill. She was depressed and she has got through that, and now she's just been ill again, not with depression, but just physically ill, but she said, "Mum, you know, I think I've had this illness to make me think and go within." So
yes.
Your teachings have helped her enormously.
Yes. Those are wise words. And the recognition from within will help her.
Good, thank you.
Now, my dear friends, have you any questions this time?
I would just like to say something about your words to us on evolution. Last time, there are so many in our world who feel that the scientific material side of evolution explains all.
Yes.
And it's very good for us to have this information, this much wider information. Because there are many who read the transcripts, and I feel it is important that we put that fuller picture to others.
Yes. Of course, I've told you in previous time that all of these people are being influenced for the right information. But it takes much time. And of course, the information which can be given to you is very limited, because you are one small part of the whole. And your understanding is not great enough to accept what lies beyond the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
And that is where we are, at the very tip. To know what lies beneath will take many eons of your time before full understanding could be complete. That is why it has to remain simple, in order that understanding is acceptable.
Yes.
Because you see, my dear friend, everyone is at a different stage of development and understanding. So you can therefore understand the problem in teaching. It is like taking a school of people of different standards and ages and trying to teach them all one thing. It would not work. You agree.
Mm.
And this is what is happening now when we try to give of the truth. There will be those who never understand in this lifetime. There are those who might pick up a glimmer of hope. There are those who will accept the information readily and make use of it. And there will be those who always just question and procrastinate forever. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is why I have always tried to keep these teachings simple for you, in order that all kinds of people will take something from it for their own growth.
Yes, I'm sure you have given us a sufficiency It's only that, if I could put it like that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, we spoke of the physical brain last time, and its connection to mind.
Yes.
And there is also its facility to translate thought into language.
Yes.
Wonderful. But I just wanted to say that we also appreciate that the development of the brain had to have its connection to spirit in the first place.
Without the connection to spirit, there is no brain.
Hmm. Yes. So, although we speak of that physical thing, all comes from spirit, really.
Spirit is the spark of all life. It is as simple as that.
Yes.
We spoke last time about intelligence in all things, and that is the element which has grown in humankind.
Yes.
And of course, that also includes the brain. But it is most interesting, do you not agree, to see how much more a brain can be developed if it is utilized properly. And also, how confused it can become in giving out of information. Mm-hmm. I, of course, am simplifying those things, but it is true. And that is to do with the evolution of man, as he has come through many stages of his evolution. But that brain, from the very beginning, has had all the essentials of truth. Because of the connection to mind.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Do not forget that.
Yes.
Although we speak of developing brains, it is only that the brain has not fully activated.
Yes, it is our connection to soul and
yes.
to all knowledge.
All knowledge is already
and,
there.
And we appreciate the brain has much spare capacity, which has not yet quite fallen into place yet.
Yes.
Hmm.
But it is a wonderful piece of equipment for human form. Do you not agree?
Yes, in a sense, there would, as far as this civilization is concerned, there is much forward planning there, which and much spare capacity, which will doubtless come into use at a later stage.
Yes.
Is that a true statement?
But as I said to you last time, we are not impressed by intelligent people.
Perhaps I talk too much.
You seek, you are a seeker.
Yes.
And for that we would always help you. But what is more important is that you go within and seek that knowledge from within.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
As human beings, we're five sensory, but when we become spiritual beings, we have six senses. And it's that sixth sense, as it's commonly known, that I feel that
We're here to develop.
Is it not interesting that man limits senses to six? You will be surprised.
How many more there are?
Yes.
I would class spirit as at the moment,
yes,
because I am five sensory, but I'd like to think that my spiritual side is my sixth,
yes,
sensory. But if I can develop many sensories, then...
Yes. Your sixth sense, as you call it, could enable you to expand throughout the universe. There would be no limitations, shall we say. Whereas what you call human senses of the brain, mm-hmm, are very limiting, as you now know it.
Yes, they are limiting.
Yes.
And we can only get this by meditation, I think. That would be that right?
That is what mankind now needs to do, to go within. For some, it is simple. They have come into this world with their senses intact. They are your mediums of the world, who have known from quite far back that they have been given, or so they think, some gift, when in fact it is a natural happening, mm-hmm, that you all have.
Yes.
So for a person like me who has great difficulty in doing this, the only way is to persevere, I guess. There is no easy way out.
You have to give of time. You have to go within. If you are to become in touch with that knowledge and truth.
So
you cannot do it by saying, I am a spiritual being and I will do this. It does not happen. You have to now, and I will use your earthly words, you have to earn that knowledge once again, because it has been forgotten.
Yes.
So when you mentioned to us, Simon, and suggested that you will be stepping back from us a little more on our on these meetings,
yes,
that is for us to develop precisely that.
Yes. It is important that we take you forward.
Mm-hmm. You see, jokingly, oh, fine, thank you. Jokingly, we all have the equipment. We now need to
use it.
Spark it.
Yes.
And I know you say we mustn't have emotions, but I have to say, when the thought that you're not going to come regularly makes me quite sad.
I think we all felt that sort of jolt.
Well, it only means it will not be most weeks, mm-hmm, as it is now,
yes,
but there will be many opportunities, I assure you.
Good.
But it's important that the times I do not come, that you really sit and let the others come to you and help you to grow.
Yes.
I can understand, Sally, why you feel that we're at the right juncture in time if you,
yes,
need to do this, because it's very comfortable for us to sit,
yes,
here and listen to your words.
Yes.
But I feel that we need to do more as a group.
Yes.
To blend that energy and to take that forward.
Yes. You have to experience other things.
Yes.
For yourselves. And although it gives me great pleasure, it makes this heart full. I have to be responsible in all of my actions.
Yeah.
It is comfortable too, because my love for you all is so great.
So, we won't mind if we shed a few tears.
We won't shed any tears.
No, we should. We won't shed tears. Thank you in spirit.
It's joyful to know that Salim is still with us. He's watching over us on
the I would like you to take those words as a great respect for you all, my dear friends, because I know that you can achieve much. I know you are already spreading the word. And as I have said, there comes a point in your realization that you have to go deeper. And I will, of course, try to help each one of you.
And Sanyuet, will it give you a chance to go back to where you belong more often now?
Of course.
Yes, good.
I do not remain here, but I will be aware and, of course, will be able to continue with my own growth, if you like.
Yes.
Because it is never ending. And there is much that I can achieve.
And do you feel you have grown since you've been with us?
I have seen over the last few times of leaving you that we have been treading the right pathway.
Oh, that's good.
And that, of course, I almost said brings me joy, but that is an earthly word.
Yes.
But, of course, without you, I could not have undertaken this work. But that does not mean you can begin to slacken off because I am not with you.
Yes. The people that, I'll use people loosely, but the spirit beings that you brought with you tonight,
yes,
are going to become, are they not, a more active role with us on our meetings?
Yes, that is the purpose of their visit here this time. But a lot, of course, will depend on each one of you.
And how we develop?
How you develop, how you blend with them, your connection with us, and...
I feel them in the room now.
Good.
My voice is wavering. It is a...
They are
very powerful.
Yes.
Very powerful. A lot of love being brought in the last couple of minutes.
So will they be coming through to speak to us at all?
Not at this time.
No. At any time?
They will use you in the way that is best for each one of you. And they will choose. of you who make the connection most strongly with them.
Yeah.
There is much still for you to learn. But there are, of course, other subjects which I have promised at times to speak about, and of course I intend to do so.
Yes, pyramids comes in mind.
There have been some that I have promised to return to. Yes.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, if you have no more questions, I will take my leave and allow the rest of your evening to continue.
Can I just say that, setting up, that if you're going to go on learning and you're on top of that mountain, I can see a mountain, but we must be down here somewhere. We've got a long way to go. You say me and eons. We'll never get to where you are, I know. But thank you for the words you've given me and the rest of us.
I thank you, my dear friend. Now, I leave you bathed, as always, in this light of love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.